The latest motion from the Legal Aid Justice Center was filed on behalf of a woman who claims she couldn't get consistent treatment for a dangerous condition called pulmonary hypertension. Shannon Ellis is one of the lawyers representing her.
A woman who depends on a life-sustaining medication that has to be administered to her every 2 days, who has been hospitalized at UVA and at VCU multiple times over the past year because of failures to have her medication available, failures to have the pump equipment that's necessary to administer it, administration of the medication in incorrect amounts so that she has symptoms of toxicity.
Earlier this year, Legal Aid asked a judge to make Virginia's Department of Corrections live up to its promise of improving health care for all inmates at Fluvanna. Among other things, the state pledged to hire 78 more nurses, but Ellis says the prison should do more.
The judge's order did not specify what level of qualifications the nurses needed to have, and a historic problem at Fluvanna and at prisons across Virginia is very underqualified medical professionals.
A registered nurse, for example, has a bachelor's degree, while a nurse practitioner has a master's. Most of those hired to work in state prisons, however, are licensed practical nurses with about a year of training, and they're not supposed to diagnose disease or prescribe treatment. Inmates also complain about some of the doctors on staff. Margaret Breslow, who heads the Coalition for Justice in Blacksburg, has heard their stories.
After trying to get on sick call forever and ever and ever, a woman finally gets to OB-GYN. They discover a mass the size of an eggplant. She has had pain, she's had bleeding. The doctor tells her, and she has the paperwork on this, to eat more vegetables.
After an ultrasound, the doctor told Shabri Dillon she would need an operation.
She told me that I was definitely going to have surgery, that they were going to have to remove this thing.
But a second scan, this time an MRI, showed nothing. So the mother of four is left wondering what's causing her pain. She's worried because this is not the first time she's had problems with prison care.
I had a tooth pulled and I kept telling them, look, it still hurts, I think it's infected. They still didn't have me on the appointment list. It's starting to smell. It is killing me. So I got a bunch of Q-tips and a bunch of salt from the chow hall, and I dug out the infection with the Q-tips and packed it with the salt from the chow hall.
She calls that Civil War medicine and says plenty of inmates are resorting to home remedies when they're unable to get professional care at the prison. The Department of Corrections refused to comment and would not allow us to interview Dillon in person, deeming it a security risk for a radio reporter to visit Fluvanna with a recording device. Back at the Legal Aid Justice Center, attorney Shannon Ellis adds that Fluvanna is not the only place providing inadequate care.
At Goochland Women's Prison, which is about 20 miles down the road from Fluvanna, the same practices that led to our initial lawsuit against Fluvanna are going on. For example, LPNs conducting sick call. Having these underqualified nurses making diagnostic decisions is something that the Department of Corrections is clearly aware is an unacceptable practice.
And there are plenty of worrisome stories from men's prisons, this despite the fact that Virginia spends nearly 20% of its billion-dollar budget for corrections on health care. More reasons why the system might be fundamentally flawed in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.